I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.com. So yesterday was the first day of Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, and politicians from both sides of the aisle found common ground in their frustration with how Ticketmaster does business. I love that this is the bipartisan thing that will bring us all together. Right and left.
Taylor Swift.
Coming together over the $70 Ticketmaster fees. So
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Connecticut Democrat, is one of the folks that was getting into this. He says that Live Nation Ticketmaster is the 800-pound gorilla here. The whole concert system is a mess, a monopolistic mess. And that was from Jack Grotzinger, the CEO of SeatGeek. He said the only effective remedy now is a structural one, the dissolution of the common ownership of Ticketmaster and Live Nation. To improve our industry, we must restore competition. Now, all of the senators get to speak at these things so that, you know, they can encourage you to vote with them, right?
Right.
Every last one of them dropped a Taylor Swift quote. You're welcome. Here you go.
You can't have too much consolidation, something that unfortunately for this country, as a ode to Taylor Swift, I will say we know all too well.
A lot of people seem to think that's somehow a solution. I think it's a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
A few million Taylor Swift fans would respond, "This is why we can't have nice things."
But once again, she's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers.
Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, "I'm the problem. It's me."
I am here for it. I need more of this, please.
Isn't that funny?
Did I not watch this yesterday?
I wonder how many of them had to hit up like their nieces or daughters.
Or their pages.
Like, what's a Taylor Swift quote I can use?
Y'all, every last one of them downloaded Midnights. Don't think that they didn't.
Yeah, the 65-year-old Republicans are huge into Taylor Swift.
You'd be surprised. Like I said.
She does cross boundaries.
It crosses the aisle, Dan. It crosses the aisle. So that's really all that happened yesterday. I'll keep you updated as things happen. Well, it looks like selling your music catalog isn't just for the olds. Justin Bieber just sold 100% of his publishing as well as royalties from his masters for somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million. It covers all 290 titles in Justin's catalog released prior to December 31st, 2021, including the most recent album, Justice. It is said to be the biggest deal from anyone in Justin's generation. These catalogs are usually considered risky because they don't know what's going to happen. It's Justin Bieber. You'll be just fine. Mm-hmm. I promise. The company that bought them is called Hypnosis Songs Capital. But UMG will continue to own the recorded music copyrights to his works in perpetuity because that's something they signed.
That's Scooter Braun, right, of course.
So
how does this work, like, for his future music? Is this just what he's already recorded?
This is everything up until December 31st of 2021.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in 10 years, if he has another five
UMG
number one
still
albums,
has a hold
he can
of that.
Do this again.
You know, what's interesting to me is, you know, if you look back at, like, Michael Jackson in his era, he was doing the opposite. He was buying other, you know, he bought the Beatles catalog. The story is, by the time he got done with Sony Music, he owned half of Sony Music's catalog. Like, he was collecting everybody else's music.
He was a bit of a hoarder in many, many ways.
Right. But, you know, nowadays it's the opposite. Everybody's trying to sell their catalog. But to
Sony
sell
got it back.
Oh, yeah, eventually they did.
Once
it's
he
just
died.
It's just odd to me being so young to sell it all, though. It's just like,
I feel like he's only 28, but his whole life has been doing this.
Yeah, but he's fine financially. It's not like he was destitute. This catalog is probably going to be worth $500 million in 10 years, and he sold it for $200 million.
I think he'll be fine.
No, I know he's going to be fine. I'm just saying.
I agree, because it's going to be worth more later. I know what you're saying.
Right.
Or maybe it just reminded him of a time that he's passed and he doesn't want it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe he just wanted $200 million right now.
Yeah, maybe.
He wasn't thinking about thinking about 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You can do a lot of stuff with $200 million. It's pretty cool things.
And congratulations are in order for Paris Hilton and her husband, Carter Raum. They secretly had a baby.
What?
Yep.
Paris Hilton?
The Paris Hilton. She posted a picture to Instagram last night of, holding the little baby hand, which is just adorable, saying, "You are already loved beyond words." Paris had revealed that they were trying IVF to try and reportedly used a surrogate. They didn't release any more information about the new baby, but I'm just couldn't be happier for her. You know, to be at a point in her life that she doesn't have to put everything on television all the time, mm-hmm. that she could do something like this in her own terms. I think it's great.
Mm.
Good for you, sister.
Put some respect on this song.
Always. It's such a good song. She might... I don't know why I like this song so much, but I do.
I'm going to quietly refrain from this part of the dirty.
That's okay.
Stars Are Blind, Dan. It's a banger from Paris Hilton.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Alright, you guys, so the Oscars handed out their nominations yesterday. Here we have Everything Everywhere All at Once up for 11, All Quiet on the Western Front for 9, Banshees of Inisherin at 9, Elvis at 8. Those are your tops. Some of the interesting notes from yesterday: all 5 of the Best Actor nominees are first-time nominees, to include Ke Huy Quan for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And he did an interview yesterday, and it will warm your heart.
I've always loved watching the Oscars. Every single year, I would imagine what it feels like to be in that room. But for that dream, that dream only existed in my imagination. So for this to be really happening, I am ecstatic.
I hope he wins because he was so good.
I just love his energy and his spirit and the fact that he's so like wide-eyed about the whole thing.
Right.
I just...
Well, and his performance was spectacular.
Oh, fantastic. The movie is fantastic. It's
right.
Just wild.
Every time you play a clip of him, I feel better.
Right?
Like, he's just a happy...
positive man, right?
I'm so glad he got back into acting when he felt there wasn't enough roles for Asian Americans. He was gone for like 20 years.
Yes, he was. Only 7 sequels have been nominated for Best Picture, but this year gave us 2, Top Gun Maverick and Avatar The Way of Water. After 2 straight years where women won Best Director, no women were nominated this year. Great job.
You guys had a good run.
For only the second time ever, an Asian woman is nominated for Best Actress. That's Michelle Yeoh from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Spielberg got another director nod for The Fabelmans, making him the only person to be nominated for that award in 6 decades. Every decade for 6.
Wow.
And John Williams, who we talked about yesterday, even played a game for, got his 53rd nomination for scoring a film. He has the most nominations of anyone alive, while Disney has the most in history, 59, so he's coming up on him. And of course, wouldn't be the nominations without the snubs. Tom Cruise overlooked for Best Actor, but the film got 6 nominations. James Cameron, Baz Luhrmann, both left out despite helming Best Picture nominees. And The Woman King star Viola Davis and Till star Danielle Deadwyler were considered near locks for nominations, but both came up empty.
The Woman King was a great movie. It should be nominated. That's a travesty.
How about Angela Bassett becoming the first actor or actress nominated from a Marvel movie, from like a superhero movie?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, think of all the Marvel movies, and there's not one.
None of them had any kind of a serious, really, note to them. I feel like there was some heft but behind some, this particular movie.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
He got nominated Tropic Thunder. That one I'll never forget.
Right. Oh, that is such
a good
movie.
That was the one time that they were like, yes, comedies can be good too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
A movie that could never be made now, and it's a shame.
Brendan Urie is putting Panic at the Disco to rest, at least for a bit. He says, I'm going to bring this chapter of my life to an end and focus on my energy and on my family. And with that, Panic at the Disco will be no more. I mean, he pretty much was the only person in it at this point anyway. He was the only person that was in it in all incarnations. So,
like Trent Reznor?
Yeah, he said, whether you've been here since the beginning or are just finding us, it has been a pleasure not only to share the stage with so many talented people, but share our time with you. Thank you for existing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have one final tour in Europe, kicks off in February, but past that, that's it.
Yeah, I think when we saw him do the song with Taylor Swift, we really just saw his stock rise and that this guy was was a superstar all alone, and he didn't
need that.
Well,
he was all alone in that band. Nobody has been in that band from the beginning.
But I wouldn't have known that. I know the super fans would know that. I didn't know Panic at the Disco wasn't Panic at the Disco since 2009 until
not
yesterday.
Really.
But see, I just thought Panic at the Disco was still all...
Yeah, I just figured there was five guys that no one knew, like Maroon 5.
Correct.
And he was at the
or
front.
Or Matchbox 20 or whatever. So.
Well, good for him. I love that, you know, take time off to do something that's important, like raise a family. I love it.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very talented.
I like his voice mm-hmm. a lot.
And I have for you some performers for the Super Bowl. Obviously, we know Riri is doing the halftime show, but mm-hmm. the national anthem will be performed by Chris Stapleton, which is pretty cool. Troy Kotsur from CODA will perform the national anthem in American Sign Language. Babyface will sing America the Beautiful, and Colin Denny, a member of the Navajo Nation in Arizona, will sign. And Cheryl Lee Ralph from Abbott Elementary will perform Lift Every Voice and Sing, and that will be signed by deaf performer Justina Miles. Hmm. Also, in honor of the 50th anniversary of women flying in the Navy, the flyover will include female aviators as part of the formation. Let's go, ladies.
Hmm. We're now, what, two weeks away? Is it the February 11th?
Well, don't you have to have one more football game, and then they have a week off of rest, and then it is,
I think,
right?
They take 2 weeks off once the games are done. So this weekend, you'll get...
We find out who
the final four teams will play down to the final two, and then there's 2 weeks off. So probably like the 11th, the 13th, the 15th, something like that. So we're getting close. We're 3 weeks away.
We're getting there.
It's
great.
February 12th.
Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.